Winston Oxford, the president of the Lee County Chamber of Commerce and executive director of the Lee County Development Authority, both in Leesburg, Georgia, joins me today. And we're here to talk about, you know, what's going on with the Lee County Chamber of Commerce and the Development Authority. And thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to talk.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
In 1970, Lee County had a population of around 7,000 residents, and those numbers have quadrupled since then to about 20,000 residents. And to what do you attribute that growth over the last 40 plus years?
Actually, two major factors, I feel. One, beginning in the 70s and the 80s, as Daugherty County outgrew their boundaries, they started growing north into Lee County, and that's where the existing residential developers developed their new residential subdivisions. So consequently, just by default, just kind of by accident, Lee County started growing. We had another growth spell after the 1994 flood that wiped out a number of housing units within Daugherty County. And again, new subdivisions were developed in Lee County, and that's where a lot of the people settled. In addition to that, Lee County has been known since the 1980s for an excellent school system. And so a lot of the people in the southwest Georgia area, when they would relocate and they had children, they would locate to Lee County because of the school system. For those two factors, that Daugherty County kind of outgrew their boundaries, and the fact that Lee County schools are schools of excellence and have been for some 30 years, I feel that those are the two main contributing factors to Lee County's rapid growth.
And what do you like the most about working as well as being a resident of Lee County?
Lee County still has a rural atmosphere to it, not an urban. We meet the definition of a bedroom community to Albany, Daugherty County. And with that said, I like a little bit of the slower pace in Lee County, but yet we have all the amenities within a 5 or 10 minute drive of anything that anyone would want, and to include shopping, higher education, the arts, all kind of entertainment, recreation. It's all available within about a 10 or 15 minute drive of Leesburg. But I just have chosen the lower pace of Lee County. And by the way, recently Forbes magazine rated Leesburg as the second best community in the state of Georgia to raise your children.
And what kind of challenges does Lee County face at this time?
The challenges for Lee County over the last 20 years, most especially, is to supply the services that are demanded by new residents of Lee County. Generally speaking, as long as you have a water and sewer infrastructure in place, commercial investment and industrial investment does not demand much in the way of local government services, unlike the residential community does. So the biggest challenge that Lee County's had for the last 20 years, and will probably continue to have for another 5 or 10 years to come, is to be able to increase the tax base so that we don't have to tax the local residents on their homes or the homeowners in order to supply those government services. We have grown a lot commercially, most especially over the last 10 years, and I think there's some good things to come, in the next 5 or 10 years that'll contribute to our tax base. And after all, that's my number one mission as executive director of the Development Authority, is to increase the tax base and also create new jobs.
And what about the opportunities and strengths?
The strengths for Lee County are, besides the school system that I mentioned, the cost of living here is very, very reasonable compared to the rest of the state, compared to actually the southeast. You have all the amenities that most people look for that would rate, a quality of life in a community. They're all present, if not in Lee County, within a short drive, within 10 or 15 minutes from whether it be restaurants or the retail shopping experience. Again, whether it be the arts or recreation or other entertainment. Another strength that Lee County has that I applaud to potential commercial investors is the fact that the Albany Metropolitan Statistical Area has, year in and year out over the last 15 years, been rated number 2 in the entire state of Georgia as far as retail pull factor. What that means is more people come to this area to spend their retail dollar than local people leave this area to spend their retail dollar somewhere else. That means that commercial investment should see good returns on their investment if they decide to locate here, just like I knew Publix did this past year, and I knew CVS Pharmacy right across the street. We'll have a Chick-fil-A that'll be under construction in the next month at the Publix Shopping Center. There's been a lot of development on several other commercial corridors in Lee County, and we expect that to continue to grow.
And where do you see Lee County within the next 5 years and then within the next 10, or at least the rest of this decade?
Right. We feel like the residential population will continue to grow, maybe not at the pace that it grew over the last 10 years, because this hiccup we've had the last 2 or 3 years and our economy has slowed the growth down. But we still feel that there'll be additional people locating here because of good return on investment on their housing, as far as the amenities and the quality of life here. And in addition to that, we feel that there'll be future commercial investment because chasing the dollars of that residential growth. The average household income in Lee County exceeds $76,000. Compared to about $44,000 for the state of Georgia. So even more of a reason for commercial investors to look at the Lee County area to invest.
And what kind of a partnership are you having with fellow chambers of commerce in the southwest Georgia region, in this, like Albany, Americus, Cordial, and so forth, and obviously with Southwest Georgia, most of Southwest Georgia struggling to maintain population, what kind of a partnership are you having with other chambers within this region?
We have a 13-county Southwest Georgia Chamber Coalition. We call it the Southwest Georgia Chamber Association. We all work together. We meet probably a half a dozen times a year to share challenges and opportunities. But we work together regionally to try to attract, additional population as well as industrial, as well as commercial investment. Yes, we're competitors from county line to county line, but on the other hand, we do realize that it would behoove us all to work together because we're all in this together. Matter of fact, once a year we put on what we call the Georgia Quail Hunt. That's hosted by the Georgia Chamber of Commerce, but the Southwest Georgia Chamber Council helps to fund that. And again, that's a 13-county coalition, 13 different chambers throughout Southwest Georgia. In addition to that, there's 23 chambers throughout Southwest Georgia that work together as far as a legislative partnership to try to communicate to the elected officials on the state level the challenges that we have in Southwest Georgia, and try to work with them to structure legislation that would help all of Southwest Georgia. And that's a 23-county coalition that we've put together for that. So we do a good job working together regionally.
And would you like to share any closing comments?
I guess the best comment I can make, I was asked recently, I'm a former automobile dealer from Americus, and I sold my store in 93, and I moved to North Georgia for about 10 or 12 years and got into economic development work. And someone asked me a few weeks ago, if you had your choice of anything else in the world that you could do or would want to do, what would that be? And my response was, very sincerely, that I think I found my dream job in my dream community. I love economic development work. I love chamber work. Chamber work to me is almost like doing civic work that I've enjoyed doing all my life, but getting paid a stipend to do it, but getting paid in the form of light, what I call fuzzy feelings, those warm fuzzy feelings you get when you can help to put on an event like this fishing fantasy we did this past weekend, where we had about 150 kids, you know, come to a pond and fish all morning to, you name it, just to try to be a part of the excitement in the community. I sincerely feel that, just like our Lee County slogan says, life works well here. I sincerely feel that it really does work well here.
Thank you, Winston Oxford, the president of the Lee County Chamber of Commerce and executive director of the Lee County Development Authority in Leesburg, Georgia. And again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to talk.
Walter, it's my pleasure. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.